Joe is in Michigan on Coast to Coast. Joe?
Hey, Ian.
Hey. So, prediction.
Yeah. Well, my prediction is that that there will be increased seismic activity in Yosemite in late summer, and in the mid-fall, it will erupt.
In the caldera?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's overdue, right? I mean, it's over, been overdue, they think, for thousands of years to blow up. I think the Yosemite caldera, Yellowstone. You said Yosemite?
Yeah.
You said I was thinking of Yellowstone. But yeah.
No.
Wait. Go ahead. I'm sorry. What was it again, Joe?
I didn't mean Yosemite.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. So that was a prediction that came up last year, too, was about earthquakes and volcanoes. Let's see. It was, who was it? I just saw it. Archimedes said new volcanoes would be erupting in the U.S. and around the world. Well, I guess there were some around the world that were new. So we'll give them half a right for that. No new volcanoes in the U.S. But, you know, we got a lot of them. We can watch some of the old ones erupt again. If it hasn't erupted for 200,000 years, I'd call that new, you know, but that's just me. Cliff is in Houston, Texas, on Coast to Coast. Cliff, gave up just before we got there. Sorry about that, Cliff. And that allows us to move on to Greg in Iowa on Coast to Coast. Hey, Greg.
Hi. You've heard of synchronized swimming, or
sure.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
Well, I predict that synchronized walking will become very popular.
There's synchronized walking?
Yeah. You know, you'll see people in malls and walking down the street in formation, you know, similar to a military drill team.
Yeah.
There's a YouTube on it. Some people in Japan, they're really getting into it. I don't think it'll get that. It wouldn't be possible to be that complex here, but I know it's strange. Stupid,
no, you see that as a trend. It's interesting. I don't know why not. It kind of falls into the same category as some of these flash mobs.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I think, and that's very much still on the rise in popularity. So, yeah, wouldn't be surprised if we don't see more of those coming up in 2011. Mike is in Texas. Mike?
Yes.
Hey, what's coming up next year?
Hi, Ian. Thank you for taking my call. My prediction is a catastrophic earthquake, 8.3 to 8.7 on the Richter scale. The epicenter will be somewhere in the northeastern Michigan, lower Great State or lower Great Lakes area.
Huh.
And unfortunately, and it will be somewhere within a day after the first full moon of October 2011. And probably 3 to 4 days following that, as you're well aware of, I predict that we will also have a solar EMP effect the United States. Not a horrible one, but one that will definitely wake us up.
Huh. Well, even a small one could be devastating. So interesting thought on that. But you think the two are connected?
Yes, sir, I do.
Why Michigan?
I just I kind of had like one of those premonition things.
That's
or
fair
whatever.
Enough.
And now, so I don't really have any scientific basis.
You don't have to. Yeah. I was just curious what the method was, whether it was chicken bones or your own bones. And I'm good either way. So that's good. All right. So watch out, Michigan, October after the full moon. Scott is in Woodbury, Minnesota, on a wild card line on Coast to Coast. Scott?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Staying warm, I hope.
Oh, yeah, trying. Anyways, I predict that we will find Osama bin Laden and we will execute him. But what I want to say on a personal note is I think that we will fake his execution. The U.S. government will.
Hmm. Why?
Well, I am a conspiracy theorist. I've always believed that 9/11 was a false flag attack. I have a strong believer of that, you know, kind of open-minded to everything that goes on. But I lean more towards the conspiracy side of it. And I believe the whole reason with 9/11, the fact that it was a false flag attack, was just to give us a reason to go into Iraq for oil.
Well, I would agree with half of what you said. I think we used 9/11 to go into Iraq, and seemingly the only great benefit that, you know, from that region was going to be the benefit of oil and for the, you know, at the beck and call of Saudi Arabia, which I think wanted us to get rid of Saddam Hussein. So
right.
I think we did that as a quid pro quo. I don't think we needed a false flag operation to do it. So I think they were just waiting for their first terrorist strike or something that they could pin it onto. So I won't go far as to, I can't agree with the theory that President Bush faked it and, you know, that we did all of this against ourselves. And that'd be calling a lot of people traitors of the highest level. And I just can't go with you there. But I do think that there was a lot of opportunism that followed. I think if we capture Osama bin Laden, I wouldn't expect there to be any leniency on him. I think he would be captured in a friendly nation, if it would happen, a U.S. friendly nation, or formerly friendly, like Yemen. not after the whole WikiLeaks thing. They might be a little tender. But I think if they did execute him, I don't think it would be I don't think it would be faked. I think they'd be really trying to make a statement and end an era. But, you know, we'll keep an eye on that here on Coast to Coast. An interesting prediction for 2011. Scott thinks that's going to happen coming up soon. Barb's in Ohio on a wild card line on Coast to Coast. Barb?
Yes, how are you? I hope your ankle gets better. Follow your nurse's advice.
Thank you. They're always the smartest ones in the room.
I am one, so thank you.
I had a feeling, and I want to let you know I agree. So,
and my prediction is sometime in mid-February or towards early May, there will be the largest sale of flowers ever.
The largest sale of flowers ever. Ever.
And that's based on market trends and seemingly an increase in sentimentality almost worldwide. And you might want to check the guy that called in about the identity theft in October.
Yeah.
I wonder if that has anything to do with All Saints Day.
Well, I thought he was talking about Halloween, and it was just kind of a funny idea. But I thought he was going for something a little more serious, so he got me sidetracked before he got to that part. But, Barb, I appreciate your – that's a very specific thing. I'd be kind of curious about whether or not that comes true.